You're listening to Sweet Country Music's Labor Day Special.
Sweet Country Music.
Welcome to a Sweet Country Music Labor Day Special. After all, it's Labor Day weekend, and I'm going to be playing songs for the next hour that deal with something we all do. Yeah, work. Now, there's been a lot of songs recorded over the years about working, about jobs, putting in those 40 hours, getting that paycheck, and watching it vanish. So, let's get to work on this Labor Day special with Alabama's story of the American blue-collar worker. And it's called 40-Hour Week.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sales. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, sweet milk farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse bringing in the load. For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes, with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America, let me thank you for
time. It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use, I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. Working man like me, I ain't never been on welfare, and that's one place I won't be. I'll be working as long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man.
Welcome to the Sweet Country Music Labor Day Special, and I'm going to feature songs about work and a tribute to all of you who work for a living. That was Merle Haggard and his 1969 number one hit record, Working Man Blues. Now, while the song was a tribute to his fans, the song talks about pride in values such as hard work, no matter what the job is. In the song, he says he'll work as long as he has two good hands to work with. I open the set with Alabama's number one song from 1985, 40-Hour Week. I started the set with that song because it literally says it all about working in America, putting in those 40 hours at all sorts of jobs. Now, my dad was a blue-collar worker all his life, and I can relate to the Alabama song just as many of you can.
WTBR. You're listening to Sweet Country Music's Labor Day Special.
Sweet Country Music.
Well, I just mentioned that my dad was a blue-collar worker at a big factory that made ball bearings. And with that in mind, I'm going to play Kenny Rogers' 1988 song about working in a factory.
I can't say that he loved his work, but he fed a family of nine. Papa never heard of a union. He logged his scale in time, but he was a lucky man. At least he had a job down at the factory. 40 years cut across his back, fighting it tooth and nail. Work was hot enough to make a man forget his fear of hell. He was a thing for me. He had a job down at the factory. Sometimes through the walls at night, hear him on his knees. Praying, Lord, please help me through another day. Give me strength to bless this house, this family of mine. Thank you, Lord, for my job down at the factory. It's hard for a man to build a life on a miller's pay, but like father, just like son, at least I can pay my way. I'm a lucky man. I've got a job down at the factory. As I put my kids to bed, wonder what's in store. Ask the Lord for a better way, 'cause they deserve much more than to raise their own. Just a job down at the factory. Sometimes when it's late at night, I get down on my knees, praying, Lord,
me through another day. Give me strength and bless this house, this family of mine. Thank you, Lord, for my job down at the factory. We got more than some. At least I've got a job down at the factory.
Country Music Labor Day Special continues. I thought I'd play a 1994 salute to all you gals out there in the labor force. National Working Woman's Holiday from Sammy Kershaw. The song talks about a guy who thinks his wife is working way too hard, and there should be a National Working Woman's Holiday. Not a bad idea, actually. I opened the set with a 1988 song from Kenny Rogers called The Factory. The number six hit record for Kenny Rogers talks about the hopes and dreams of someone who puts in his 40 hours at a factory. And I remember my dad telling me why it was important to go to school, go to college, and get a good job. Anything but working like he did in a factory. So I got into radio. And for years he kept asking me, when are you going to get a real job?
WTBR. You're listening to Sweet Country Music's Labor Day Special.
Sweet Country Music.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. About the only way to keep the fire going is to outrun the wind. Come Friday night, I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie. Spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard, hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. Working man.
Between a lunch and dinner rush, Kelly caught that outbound bus for Vegas. We're all out here talking trash, making bets, lips wrapped around our cigarettes. She always thought she was too good to be a waitress. Well, we all say that we'll quit someday. When a ship comes in, we'll just sail away. We'll just blow smoke. Hey, yeah, we'll just blow. Got divorced again. Her ex-husband's in the pen for 2 to 5 or 5 to 10 or longer. And Brenda's traded, smokes for cake. Still hadn't lost that baby weight, and that babe's about to graduate from college. I just flick an ash into the tray and tell them both. Take out the trash, light one up and count my cash. Swear I'm never coming back again. I'm just blowing smoke. Hey, yeah, I'm just blowing smoke. Hey, yeah, out here going broke.
How many of you have had a job where, you know, you get off work and you're having a couple of cold ones and you say, you know, I'm not going to go back to that place. Nah, I really hate it. Well, you're just blowing smoke. And that's the name of the song from Kacey Musgraves from 2013. The song talks about a waitress who is down on her luck. And I know there are a lot of gals like that out there. Now, as for Kacey Musgraves herself, she's one of the new stars of Nashville, already winning a lot of awards, including a couple of Grammy Awards. Now, there's no shortage of country songs about working, so I picked one that was a number four 1993 hit from Brooks and Dunn, Hard Working Man. The song talks about a working man who earns everything he owns by the sweat of his brow. Hardworking Man actually won Brooks and Dunn a 1994 Grammy Award for Best Country Vocal Duo.
You're listening to Sweet Country Music's Labor Day Special.
Sweet Country Music.
Now, this Sweet Country Music Labor Day Special would not be complete without a song from Loretta Lynn.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter. In a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My Daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines. All day long. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light. And everything would start all over come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised their kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime we didn't have shoes to wear, but in the wintertime we'd all get a brand new pair. From a Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere. Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well the well where I drew water. The work we done was hard. At night we'd sleep 'cause we were taught. I never thought Butcher Holler. Well, a lot of things have changed since way back then, and it's so good to be back home again. Not much left but the floor. Nothing lives here anymore except the memories of a coal miner's daughter.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. have some little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. The ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
That is Sawyer Brown with a remake of a Dave Dudley hit record. 6 days on the road. It was a number 13 hit for the Nashville band in 1997. And, of course, it talks about a trucker on his way home from a long road trip. One of the many, many songs written about you folks who drive the big rigs. I would have set with a classic country hit from Loretta Lynn, Coal Miner's Daughter. The number one hit record from 1970 talks about being the daughter of a coal miner, a job that, to this day, is anything but glamorous.
You're listening to Sweet Country Music's Labor Day Special.
Sweet Country Music.
Well, I hope you're enjoying this Sweet Country Music Labor Day Special. And since I have time for one more song, how about Dolly Parton's song about the working girl?
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. On the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Thank you.
That is Dolly Parton and her number one hit record from 1989 to 5. The song was from the movie of the same name, starring Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin, three working girls who put up with a pretty nasty boss. 9 to 5 is one of my favorite movies. Well, time for a comedy break here on Sweet Country Music. And on this Labor Day special, I'm going to present the team of Bob Hudson and Ron Landry. Now, I knew Ron Landry personally, and he was a master of using sound effects. And that is a lot of work. Not to mention the fact that on this comedy track, they are doing it live in front of an audience. You got to hear this. It's all about the obscene phone call. I'm Larry Patton, and we'll be right back with more on the Sweet Country Music Labor Day Special.
Alright, bring in that slimy creep. We're holding on the obscene phone calls. Go over there and sit down, badmouth.
Arkoff. Copper.
I'm gonna lock you up and throw away the key, boy.
You can take that key and tie it to your Sherlock.
Alright, tough guy, now you're asking for it.
Why don't you go take a get a rolling donut?
Now look, boy, don't honk me off.
Well, don't me off.
Well, the department's gonna see to it you don't call no more women and use words like and I can't even read this one.
That's Flatfoot.
What's your name, Badmouth?
My name is George.
Did you say?
Yeah, I said.
Spelled T.
Yeah, spelled T.
Just like it sounds.
I'd like to take that badge and pin it to your tiny little.
That'll be the day, boy, when you take my badge and pin it to my tiny little. Hello? Yeah, Commissioner.
Is that the Commissioner? Him too.
Commissioner, we're holding a boy here on obscene phone calls. Yeah, his name is T. Well, now you got me there. He's been carrying on, so I haven't had a chance to ask him. I'd ask him right now. Boy, what do you do for a living?
I'm professor of English literature at Slippery Stone University, specializing in 15th century culture appreciation.
You.
Flatfoot.
You're listening to Sweet Country Music's Labor Day Special.
Sweet Country Music.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons. A number 9 coal and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome back to the Sweet Country Music Labor Day Special. A salute to all of you who clock in and out every day. Maybe you're on a salary, and maybe you're part-time. Maybe you're out of work at the moment, but it is Labor Day weekend in America, and I'm playing some of the best country music working songs I can find. That was Aaron Tippin and his 1993 hit record, Working Man's PhD. The song talks about the reality of hard work. The song was one of many songs done over the years that talk about a job well done, whether you're driving a big rig or driving a nail into wood. I opened the set with a song about one job in particular, the work of a coal miner. 16 Tons from Tennessee Ernie Ford is a classic song, and it made it to number one for him in 1955 and stayed at number one for 10 weeks. Now, how many of you have clocked out after a hard day's work thinking another day older and deeper in debt? I know I have.
WTBR. You're listening to Sweet Country Music's Labor Day Special.
Sweet Country Music.
Over the years, I've played a lot of songs about you guys who drive the big rigs, but on this Labor Day special, I'm going to play a song about a woman driving a big rig. Here's Norma Jean.
A little boy is what my daddy wanted. A little girl just didn't fit his plans. To help him on the road when he was on it. Cause daddy was a truck driving man. So I was raised on truck driving stories. I know every legend of the road. From Phantom 309 in all its glory to the Widowmaker's truck driving code. Woman's gonna fill her daddy's shoes. So if you boys still think you can outrun me, just ask the greyhounds I've left eating dust. You've gotta travel fast to make big money. And when I go, I get up, go or bust. And I'm a truck driving woman. My daddy taught me everything he knew. I'm a truck driving woman. And this woman's gonna fill her daddy's shoes. This woman's gonna fill her daddy's shoes.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haw. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 50.
That's one of those songs I never get tired of hearing. Johnny Cash in his 1976 number one hit record, One Piece at a Time. The song talks about a guy who gets a job at a GM auto plant in Detroit and decides to build his own car, his own Cadillac anyway, with parts smuggled out in his lunchbox. Those are the small parts, and the bigger parts in his buddy's mobile home. Now get this, the owner of a Nashville auto parts store actually built a 1949 through 1970 Cadillac based on the Johnny Cash song. Now if you want to see what it looks like, Google the song One Piece at a Time and you can see a picture of that amazing car. I'm on the set with Norma Jean in something she did back in 1968 called The Truck Driving Woman. The song is about a gal who drives a big rig, like her daddy, but her daddy wanted a boy to follow his footsteps. Sorry, Pop. Norma Jean sounds like a pretty good truck driver to me.
You're listening to Sweet Country Music's Labor Day Special.
Sweet Country Music.
Every one of you, we've got a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot of work to do. Forget about your women and that water can. Today you're working for the man. Well, pick up your feet, we've got a deadline to meet. I'm gonna see you make it on time. Oh, don't relax, I want elbows and backs. I wanna see everybody from behind. Cause you're working for the man. You're working for the man. You gotta make him a man. You're working for the man. So I'm picking him up and I'm laying him down. To the right, I ought to kill him, but it wouldn't be right. Cause I'm working for the man. I'm working for the man. I gotta make him a man. I'm working for the man. Well, the boss man's daughter sneaks in me water every time her daddy's down the line. She says, meet me tonight, love me right, and everything is gonna be fine. So I sleep all day without much pay. I'm just biding my time. Cause the company and the daughter, you see, they're both gonna be all mine. Yeah, I'm gonna be the man. I'm gonna be the man.
time in the park, 'cause I got nowhere to go. Had me a job till the market fell out. Tried hard to borrow, but there was no help. Now I've got nowhere to go. I need a job for these two hands. I'm a working man with nowhere to go. One last look at my land. Auctioneer with his gavel in hand, and he says it's got to go. Work this piece all my life. Broke my heart. Took my wife, now I've got nothing to show. I need a job for these two hands. I'm a working man with nowhere to go. Wonder came less in the city.
You know, there's been a lot of songs written about the working man, and that was one of them from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The song is called Working Man, Nowhere to Go, and it was a number four hit record for them in 1988. The song talks about a guy losing his job and hitting hard times. He says he's a working man with nowhere to go. I opened the set with a Roy Orbison song that wasn't a hit on country music record charts, but it's a good song to play on Labor Day weekend. Working for the Man was actually a pop chart hit record way back in 1962 and talks about a guy who eventually becomes the man when he marries the daughter of the owner of the company. Now, I'm going to finish this Sweet Country Music Labor Day special with a very special song. For this song, I asked a lot of people what song they would play if they had to play a song about a lousy job, and the answer was always, Take This Job and Shove It from Johnny Paycheck. So, here it is.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut, Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Now, how many of you have ever wanted to tell your boss that, huh? That's Johnny Paycheck and one of the most famous working songs ever. Take this job and shove it. It landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in 1977 and quickly became Johnny Paycheck's signature song. Well, hope you enjoyed this Sweet Country Music Labor Day special where I had a chance to play a lot of songs about work, jobs, and job-related issues. Had a chance to play a song about The Factory from Kenny Rogers, Working Man Blues from Merle Haggard, 9 to 5 from Dolly Parton, and of course, Johnny Paycheck's signature song, which says it all, Take This Job and Shove It. I'm Larry Kratz, your host. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and I'll be talking to you real soon.